Nozir, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Here we have Alocha, the Shaykh, to the Malkis of a Shoyse Yayin. We had a little bit of this in the last Mishnah, Megabe the Tiglachas, and other Isure Lav. But here we're going to have it in a way that's really a Klal, B'chol HaTarikula, it's not a specifically Nozir Dika Alocha. Nozir Shoye Shoyse Yayin Kol Ayoyim, Eni Chayiv Alachas. Nozir is standing, Rachmanoton, is being over and alive. He's drinking. Obviously, every drink that he drinks is a further violation of his din. Is he drinking a kazayis reviz? Doesn't make a difference. The point is that he had one asro, and then he's drinking the whole day. The point of the Mishnah is that the hasro, even though you would have to say, arguably, that he's definitely amazed on everything he drank, but you look at it as one shtir. The Mishnah says, Omrulay al tishte. If he gives him a separate hasro, he says, don't drink. And then after he drinks, he downs one drink, and then he gives him a separate hasro. He says, the Eidim give him hasro, la v'yedeh, that if you're drinking, it'll be chayv al tishte, v'usho yisa chayv al kolachas v'achas. The point over here is that to define a maisa is not such a, there's no objective way, l'cha'ira, to define something as one maisa or not, dependent on value. Marshall, if somebody eats a whole sandwich, Rachman al son of Nevela, has 10 kazaisim, 20 kazaisim, is it one maisa achila? Or do we say that every kazais is a separate maisa achila? Is chayv 20 malchus? There's no such halacha. What defines it as one maisa in this context is the hasro and his eating alaf the hasro. That's the maisa averi. The maisa averi that is chayv malchus is eating alaf the hasro. A separate hasro could define it as a separate, he's eating despite the hasro. So he's eating despite a second hasro. That itself defines it as a second maisa achila, and then he'll be chayv al kolachas v'achas. Now the Rishonim have a discussion about the Shmuz, a Ritva, and other Rishonim in Makas Dav Chof Aleph and Aleph. And there's a few possibilities over there how to actually learn. The way we're learning that the Hasura defines it as separate Maisim, one could argue that the reason why he's not Chayiv on the second Maisim Shtir is because there's a Halacha, it's a Sugim Vereshes, in Ksubis Daflam Gimel, that Hasura and the Averi that follows have to be Teich, the Shir of Teich de Dibur. Teich de Dibur, B'chala Teich Kula, Teich de Dibur of Amiras Sholem L'Raboi, is a shir's man in something being called bebas achas. He could be choizer on a kinyan, or other examples, chazora on any maisa that's done, toich kidei the shir, is because that's considered simultaneous. So it wasn't chal, and then you're trying to change your mind. You can't change your mind after you make a neder. You could be matter it, but you can't change your mind. But if you change your mind, toich kidei that shir of toich kidei dibos, then it's called you never made the neder. And so on. So that being said, the Gemara says that any Aveiru, which is not Teich that Shir, is not called simultaneous with Asro. The way the Gemara says it is that he could always plead innocence. He could always say that he forgot. Now, look, it doesn't mean B'derech HaTeva that he forgot, but it means that we don't see him as a Musur Va'imid, the Akhrein Mamaz, but it's a Lom Deshavad. We don't see him doing the Aveiru from a point of the being Musra. So Melo, we look at that as, okay, he did the Aveiru, he has the information. That's not what Hasra is. Hasra means that he does the Aveiru being a Musra. So Melo, B'chia Gavna, it has to be Mamash Samach Venir. Now, if a person at 9 o'clock in the morning got Hasra Al Tishta, and then he drinks at 9:30, 10:30, so it's not the Dibur of the Hasra. So some Rishonim would explain, the Ritva brings one Lashon to explain, that's Pshat this Mishnah. Because all the other shtis, by definition, it doesn't really have to be said in this context. It's simply an aver that's not teich de dibur from the aver. And omru lo al tishta means that it was teich de dibur. It sounds in the Mishnah more than that. And because of that, the Ritva says a different pshat. That be'etzim, it would be shaykh to argue that if a person would be drinking, we would not look at that if it's a hemshich. We would not look at that as being teich after the teich de dibur. That means that's for sure, that if he gets asur at 9 o'clock and he drinks, and then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon he drinks again, of course that needs a separate asur. That's not a question. That's separate maisa, it's the separate time of the day. It's totally separate. It's only if he's drinking behemshich that we could see it as one long, like we said, one long ma'aser shtir, like one long ma'aser achila, the whole sandwich. And in that case, the Ritva brings from other Rishonim that it wouldn't be considered outside of Terechid Edibur. It's one ma'aser achila, even though ba'atzim the time span of a bunch of Terechid Edibur's. So in that case, the reason why he wouldn't be chayv is because the way we said, it's one ma'aser. Even though in volume it's 20 revias in it, it's 20 kezesim of nevela, it's only considered one ma'aser until it's broken up with the definition of a separate hasro, which gives it a tzura of a separate ma'aser. The Mishnah continues, there's no chiddush in the next two cases. He was snipping off pieces of hair. Each one's a ma'aser lav. And a chayv alachas. He's a little bit different because you could hear that a ma'aser shtir is one long, a person has a big cup full of wine, and he's drinking, the whole thing is one ma'aser shtir, even though it has more than one revias, and even though it lasts more than one terechid edibur. Every hair, maybe you'd say, is a separate. No, we see one haircut. That's what it means, the way we've been talking. Galea means it's one haircut that continues, and therefore you see it as one ma'aser. Then each here is a separate ma'aser because it's coming on the heels of a separate asro. Same thing. And he keeps on being mitame. Now it sounds like the same halacha, but there's a few Nekudas over here that are more complicated by Thomas Mason. First of all, there's a chiddush over here that a person who's Tameh could be considered that he's over the lav of Al Tameh when he's already in the state of Tumah. Once he's in the state of Tumah, he has to bring Teklachas Tumah. It already is Soyser his din Nazirus B'Tahara. He's done. L'chor, it's not like another din Shtias Yain. It's not like another cup of wine. Over here, he's already Tomei. What was he moisiv by becoming Tomei again? What does it mean to become Tomei again? If a person touched one sheretz, does anything happen because he touched the second sheretz? So it would be a havamina to reject out of hand this whole idea over here of hoisofas tumah, of separate ma'aser. What's separate ma'aser? Person, a nozir who's Tomei already, becoming Tomei, is meaningless. So the chod be a mokum di mentayim and ganzen. So the truth is that the Gemara has a whole discussion over here. And the Gemara understands this point that Enachanami, if he's Takatame and nothing is nitoisiv in his Tetame now, in touching a new body, so then the real truth of the matter is that Taka wasn't moisiv anything. So Moshe, let's say he was carrying a mace and they told him, stop carrying the mace because you're being Metame, and Taka doesn't put down the mace. And even if they gave him another hasro, it's taka meaningless. There's nothing was nitoys over here. There's no separate ma'isa. The nekuda over here is when there's a hoisofas tumah. Where's the hoisofas tumah? The Gemara marshals it always like this. The Gemara says, what happens if you have Ruvain? Forgetting about Nozer for a second, and Tumas mace. Ruvain is Tomei mace. He was misasik with a mace. So he's Tomei. He himself is Tomei Shivas Yomim, and he's Hazoas Mechatos. A person who touches him is not Tomei Lameis. He became Tomei by coming into contact with somebody who is Tomei. What's his din? Nitma Idei Meis is a Avatoma. So he's a Rishon Latoma. So he has to be Tomei Lameis the same way if he touched the Sheretz. It's no different. If the person who touched the Meis, Ruvain, that was by the Levaya, touched the Meis, and he's still touching the Meis, Shimon who touches him, because there's a direct chibur between Shimon to Reuven, Reuven to the Meis, Shimon becomes now connected to the Meis, he becomes Nitva Shvasyom. Turns out that if the Nazir is holding a dead body, he then put down the dead body, and he was given Hasro again, even though he's Tomei, in his personal status, he's already Tomei, but by touching the mess, there's a Tesefis Tomei there, because somebody else can become Tomei through him, Shivas Yomim. Can become a proper Tomei Lames. That means he's more, that's called the Tesefis Tomei, even though in his personal status, he's a Tomei. A Tomei is a Tomei. But his personal status, like Agabi transmission, is also a Tesefis in his own Din Nozer. And therefore, what we're talking about over here in the Mishnah is that he was Misasik in a Mes, he was told out to Tomei, one Malkus. He then walked away from the Mes, and he was then told, don't be Mitame. he added to his status as a Tomei by connecting again to the dead body. And that renders that a Tosefes Tumah, it's a separate Maisa. And there the Halachas is Chayim al Kolachas Vachas. But if he got the Asro while he was holding on to the original Mes, it's meaningless. Because there's no other Maisa going on over here. This state is a Hemshech of the free state. There's no Tumalkus. Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah gives the same Hakdoma that's given a few times. Shloishim minim asurim binozir. There are three things that are basic components in the din nazirus. Hatuma teglachas vayetz min hagefen. The drinking, eating of yetz min hagefen. Teglachas, the iser and the din lachalamet to make a teglachas. And hatuma the iser of tum. Choymer betuma beteglachas min yetz min hagefen. Shatuma vateglachas soisvin. Vayetz min hagefen ene soisvin. We've spoken this out. That Tumah and Tiglachas can undo Nazirus. Tumah is absolute. There's a halacha that once he was mitame himself, he has to be mitare, he has to be Tiglachas of Korbanus Tumah, and he has to start the Nazirus again from scratch. The exact parameters of how much Tiglachas is Soysa, the din of Tiglachas Soysa, Lamidyoim, we saw in Mishnah Gimel, and we referred to Machlokes Rishonim the way we explained it over there. But there is some type of stereo. Ayetz min hagefen ein esoyse. Nozir was over in Averi, drank a cup of wine by accident. On purpose, doesn't make a difference. He fears Nazir's vait. That doesn't become him. That should be soyser, his status, his state. And it doesn't take off any of the din. Choymer be yetz min hagefen betum beteglachas. Now we have a choymer and yetz min hagefen from the other two. Shay yetz min hagefen lehuta mechloloi. Betum beteglachas hutru mechlolon. Yetz min hagefen, there's no ifs, buts, and ands. Yoitz min hagefen is also bichlal. Lehutu mechlal is a nusach that's used in Shas to mean there's no exception to the rule. A yoitz min hagefen, there's no exception to the rule. It's also bichlal oifen. What this is referring to is interesting shmuz. It means there would be a havamina that wine should be mutter to drink l'tzorich mitzvah. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says since the Pasuk says miyayin v'sheicha yazir, ta'asu yayin mitzvah ki yayin rishus. The extra word, extra Pasuk. So we ask up yayin mitzvah. What's yayin mitzvah, by the way? So Mepharshim explained based on the Gemara that it means nishba lishtos yayin. So he has to drink yayin. He's not allowed to. He has a lav al tznozin. He can't say yove yaseh v'yidcha loyseh. He can't do that. There's a discussion, Davdala, a fascinating discussion. Maybe in Yayin of Mitzvah means Kiddush Vavdala. And Lamaisi Hashem discussed it that the consensus is that Kiddush for Yayin and Avdala is only Midrabbanon. Even Kiddush Friday night, which is a Chor Deraisa, but one could be Yoytzu with Kiddush in Davening. So the Chiyuv of Kaddish Al Yayin is only Midrabbanon, so that's not Deicha. Vinishvi, wine to a Nazir is never Mutter. V'tumah v'tiglachas hutru mechlolon. Tumah and tiglachas do have an exception. Tiglachas mitzvah. There's a case of tiglachas mitzvah and that does become mutter. U'b'meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah we've heard of. Meis mitzvah is where there's nobody else to bury. Kovet ha-meis is mechai v'hishmi v'tapu. And he'll have to break his nazirus and start again. And it's mutter because the Torah wants that a meis mitzvah should have priority over almost anything else in Kol HaTorah Kulo. What's Tiglachas Mitzvah? Tiglachas Mitzvah means he's a Nazir, became a Mitzorah. In order to free himself, to be Mitzorah himself, Mitzoratoi, Yigalach is called Saroi. So, Memela, the Asay of Yigalach is called Saroi of Mitzorah is Deichel Elois Asay of Tar Layove Aroishoi. And that Klal of Asay Deichel Elois is a Gevissa Kula that it is, there is a Malkim that Tiglachas is waived. The Issa Tiglachas is waived. And then the Mishnah speaks out, Choymen b'tumah mitaglachas, sh'atumah seseres esakov v'chayomin aleo korban. Tumah, even if you have 10 year nazirus, we saw earlier, Hiloni Amalkash had a 10 year nazirus, 7 year nazirus. And almost at the end of the 7 years, she becomes tumah. That's it. The whole 7 years is for naught. Bring a korban of tumah, tiglachas, and start again from scratch. Oh, but tiglachas is not in the person himself as much. It's not soiser than nazirus. To knock it off, there's only a din of tiglachas. They say shloishim yoim, and there's also no chi of carbon. He doesn't have to start again. He just has to put a freeze. It's not a steer. It's not a bittle to the nazirus we learned earlier in the parak. It's a freeze on the kiyum of the nazirus for 30 days. There's also no korban, which is the penalty to pay by tumah.